Do you wish you could be the present mom you've always wanted to be, but still need to provide an income for your family? Are you tired of scouring the internet for legit jobs that will replace your income and that you can do from home in your PJs? Hey friend, welcome to the Virtual Assistant Mama Podcast. I know you're over there Googling jobs for moms, legit work-at-home jobs, or smart a side hustle, yet you can't figure out how to take that first step. So instead, you stay stuck, do nothing, or start random side hustles to try to make quick money. Becoming a virtual assistant is the answered prayer you've been waiting for. My name is Ariana, and I'm a former teacher turned work-at-home mom who replaced my teaching income as a virtual assistant in just 6 months. I did this by taking a step of faith and following the dream that God placed on my heart to be home with my babies. Mama, your dreams pale in comparison to God's dreams for you. Imagine offering services that light you up, working with clients who value you and pay you what you're worth, and having a job that works around your life and not the other way around. This is the podcast for you. It's time to take that first step. Are you ready? Here we go. Are you a teacher who wants to quit teaching, but you just feel like you have no other skills that you could apply to a different career? In this episode, I'm going to be covering three common misconceptions that teachers have about quitting teaching. So I think this episode is going to apply to a lot of you and probably help you quit a bit. Number one, the first common misconception that teachers have about quitting teaching is that they think that they don't have any other skills outside of teaching. And I'm here to tell you that that is absolutely not true. Okay. As a teacher, you are juggling so many different hats, and it's a lot more than just teaching your kids the next subject. You've got customer service skills because you're dealing with parent needs on top of your students. You're figuring out how to multitask, so you're really good at that. Your organization skills are probably phenomenal. There are so many different aspects of your job that can 100% be applied to other businesses. Businesses love hiring teachers because they know that they are going to focus on the smallest details and make sure that everything is good to go and just really take everything off of the business owner's plate for them. I can tell you from experience, from helping so many teachers become virtual assistants, there are seriously so many businesses who would be willing to hire you. Even if you think you don't have the skills, they're going to think you do, and they're probably going to be willing to train you because they know that you're going to pick up what they're training you really quickly. The second common misconception that teachers have about quitting teaching is that they think that they need to go back to college to get another degree in order to get a different job. And that's just not the case. You don't need to go back to college and get even more in debt with all those student loans just to find another position. You just have to work on reframing how you position yourself, how you position your skills in like your resume, however you're applying to a job. And like I said, so many businesses are going to be willing to hire you, and it doesn't require going and getting another like $30,000 in student loans, okay? You don't need to keep getting more in debt just because you want to switch out of teaching. You can absolutely do that without having to go into more debt. Now, the third common misconception that teachers have about quitting teaching is that no one's going to hire them because they're quote unquote just a teacher. Okay, I kind of already touched on this a minute, but I just like wanted to reiterate the fact that you are not just a teacher. You have so many different skills. Teachers wear so many different hats, and they're literally pivoting between all those different hats in matters of seconds. So I just want you to understand that businesses really, really, really can use teachers to help them serve in their business, to help them further their mission. You guys, if you work with a business whose mission you absolutely believe in, I can guarantee that you are going to help them so much because you believe in your kiddos, so you're going to do whatever you can to help them. So if you're working with a business whose mission you believe in, you're going to do whatever you can to help them. And you're going to get paid for it better. You're going to be appreciated a lot more than you are in teaching. And it's just going to be a better fit. If you feel like you are not meant to stay in the classroom for the rest of your career, You don't have to feel stuck. You don't have to feel like that's the only option. There are so many other options out there for you, and you just have to be willing to take that step of faith and believe that there is something else out there for you. Now, if you're really curious about like, okay, but what else can I actually do? Come and register for my free workshop, The Number One Way to Start Working from Home. In that workshop, I'm going to teach you the 5 P's to becoming a successful virtual assistant, which I can tell you already, teachers make amazing, amazing, amazing virtual assistants. I've helped so many teachers become virtual assistants. I was a teacher and have done this now for many years. And I just want to tell you that you can absolutely do this too. So like I said, it's a totally free workshop. Doesn't cost you anything. Come and register for it. See if the virtual assistant world is something that could be a good fit for you. You can register for that at arianavernier.com/free-workshop, or you can find that link in the show notes. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope it was encouraging for you and just helped you to really believe that you can do whatever you want as long as you set your mind to it. Thank y'all so much for listening to this episode, and we will see you next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I would love to bless you with a free gift as a thank you. All you have to do is leave a review of the show on Apple Podcasts, make a screenshot, and send it to podcast@virtualassistantmama.com. I'll send you a code so you can snag my virtual assistant toolkit for free. And don't forget to come hang out with us in our free community, facebook.com/groups/virtualassistantmama. I'm so honored to support you in your journey to becoming a virtual assistant. Until next week, y'all, keep following the dreams that were placed on your heart so you can be the present mama you've always wanted to be.